Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Hello, and welcome back to An Englishman in the Balkans. This episode is about Tamara and I taking a well-earned break away in neighbouring Croatia, and comes in two parts: our journey there, and then our experiences we had during the 10 days we spent relaxing and recharging. For many years now, our summer breaks have seen us driving south to Montenegro, and spending anything up to 4 weeks relaxing on the shore of Boka Bay, enjoying the atmosphere around the small town of Perican, or exploring the old walled city of Kotor. This year, though, we wanted to go back to our all-time favourite place in the region, the northern Adriatic island of Rab. Rab is extra special to us because Tamara's extended family, on her mother's side, is from there. So there's always been this deep connection every time we visit. The only thing actually that kept us away from visiting more often has been that Croatia, at least for us, is quite expensive. Our plan was to take a leisurely drive across the Krajina region to an area near the town of Bihać, and then rest before starting out super early the following morning to avoid the queues at the Bosnian-Croatian border. The heat for weeks and weeks had been, and was, to be honest, quite ferocious, and sitting in our old car wasn't the most comfortable, even with some air conditioning. Anyway, we would stop for a comfort break somewhere along the River Una, visit a castle we knew precious little about, and spoil ourselves with a super lunch at a nostalgic location we had visited in the past.
Just after 6:30 in the morning, got golden hour. When the trees here get caught by the sun, it's amazing. Especially as we're getting to that time where there's a lot of brown in the trees. But anyway, Tamara's just finished directing the packing, so I have everything to take to Rab. We wanted to buy two beach chairs, but we ordered them online, but they didn't turn up, so we're going without them. But yeah, Tam's in the house, finishing off making some sandwiches to take. Just checking the boot for one last time. Yep, we're ready to go. Hopefully we have everything.
So much stuff.
Driving out of our little village, we headed towards Priador and onwards to Novigrad, passing through some truly stunning scenery as we pass the foothills of the Kozera National Park on our right-hand side. There's something about early morning drives that makes everything feel quite that magical, don't you think?
We've been on the road for, I don't know, 2 hours? Is it 2 hours? And we left home and we drove down the road towards the town of Priador. And amazing, stunning views of the foothills of the Kozera National Park. Absolutely amazing. And it was, I don't know, it's been a very, very quiet trip so far. No crazy cars, and we've just been pootling on. Went to Novigrad and actually saw for the first time in a long time, does that sound right? The train. It's just two carriages and a locomotive stopping at every little village, it seems. Quite quaint. We went through Novigrad on the road to Bihać, so swapped those beautiful mountains and high hills of the Kozera National Park for one of the most stunning rivers in Europe, the River Una, which you said was the coldest, is it?
I think it's the coldest. I don't know if it's colder than than Neretva, but definitely I think it's colder than Vrbas, because I swim once and it was really, really, really cold as a kid, I remember. Oh, look at that nice coffee bar there.
Yeah, there's so many nice coffee bars.
We are now currently in Bosanska Krupa, which is a little town on the river of Una.
It's a border town, really, isn't it?
Yes.
So we're off to, we just crossed the river Una on this rickety bridge, just coming through this small town now. And then we're going, hopefully, to fly the drone at an old castle.
We made a quick comfort break, as we'd had planned, near Bosanska Otoka, at an extremely cosy restaurant right next to the riverbank of the Una River. Bosanska Otoka is known for its charming stone bridges that cross the river and the stunning surrounding natural scenery, which is so peaceful, as well as the fast-flowing waters of the Una River with its waterfalls and cascades. There are tons of opportunities for swimming, rafting and fishing, while the nearby forests are absolutely perfect for hiking and exploring. We could have sat all day next to the river, but we did press on through the rolling Krajina countryside to visit the Ostrzejec castle near Bihać. Ostrzejec Castle is a medieval fortress that dates back to the 14th century and served as a strategic defensive outpost during the reign of the Bosnian Banat. Positioned on a hilltop, the castle once provided protection and control over the surrounding valleys, playing a significant role in the regional conflicts of its time. Although the castle fell under Ottoman rule in the 15th century and gradually lost its military importance, its crumbling walls and towers remain a powerful reminder of the area's rich history.
It's so quiet and empty at the moment in the Ostrzejec castle. It's amazing. It's got lots of headstones and other ancient Islamic things in the inner courtyard, and the walls are spectacularly preserved. There'll be a link where you can find out more about it, but basically this is a pre-Ottoman castle, then occupied by the Ottomans, and then the following Habsburgers from Austro-Hungary got involved. But yeah, it's worth coming to see if you want to do a tour of the Krajina region of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Tamara and I were just saying
to each other while we were driving through it. And to be honest, totally transparent, it's the first time we've been here. It's amazing. There's a breeze as well. And the entrance is not too much. 4 marks. What's that? €2. And I just asked the young man, can I fly the drone? But of course. So I hope you enjoy or get a feeling from it, from the drone footage, which will be on YouTube.
Today, Ostrzeszcz Castle is a lesser known but captivating destination for visitors, offering a glimpse into Bosnia's medieval past amid stunning natural surroundings. Now, while the ruins are largely overgrown, they still provide a haunting, beautiful experience for those who visit the site. It's off the beaten tourist track. The castle is perfect for adventurers, history enthusiasts, and photographers seeking a peaceful and reflective escape into Bosnia and Herzegovina's historical landscape. We managed to capture some incredible footage flying over the castle and watching the drones soar over this ancient structure. After the castle, we took a little detour to a beautiful spot for lunch, Kostelski Buk, right alongside the Una River. The food? Well, amazing. Although they're famous for their river fish, Tamara and I opted for the veal, which was mouth-wateringly wonderful. By late afternoon, we had reached the outskirts of Bihać, where we booked a place for the night. Nothing fancy, but clean and comfortable. Well, it was a motel, actually. Just what we needed after a long day on the road, and only some 15 minutes from the border. Thanks a lot for joining me on this travel story. There's something about these moments on the road that reminds me of why I love living here in Bosnia and never tire of exploring the wider region. If you've enjoyed this episode, please follow and leave a review. It would really mean a lot. And of course, if you've got any comments at all or any questions, I'd be pleased to answer them. So that's it for now. I'll see you next time when we spend 10 days on the island of Rab. Until then, from Tamara and me, take care.
6:10, day 2. We thought we would be clever by waking up at 5 o'clock and then having a quick coffee and heading to the border, the small border crossing between Bosnia-Herzegovina and Croatia. Tamara is very clever. She knows exactly where to access the border cameras. So we've just driven through, pretty scary actually, lots of mist everywhere. And what we're looking at?
At the border.
Yeah.
We are looking at the Bosnian part. It's Gužva, and it's only 6 o'clock in the morning. And when we woke up at 5:30, there was no cars basically. So yep. Everyone is heading. It's Friday, and I knew it was going to be busy because everyone's heading for the last dip in the sea.
You're listening to an Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to an Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.